You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I work in the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I am delighted to be with you this morning, and Happy New Year to those of you who we've not connected with in a month. And I am here with our director, Father John Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Good morning, Kate. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Did you have good holidays?
I had great holidays, and hopefully all of our listeners did too.
Great. As Kate mentioned, we work in the Office of Young Adult Ministry here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, which is our church's outreach to those in their 20s and 30s, both married and single, living in and around the Chicago area. And today we're extending our tentacles a lot further east, and we're pulling in the great state of New Jersey.
Yay.
And we're happy to have with us today.
We have two special guests with us. One is Margaret Ricard. Margaret has been doing some amazing things with Theology on Tap. We've been working on a collaborative effort right now. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Kate.
How are
Father
you?
Cusick.
Very good.
Good morning, Margaret. And welcome to the big, bad city of Chicago.
Thank you.
Yeah, and along with Margaret is her colleague, who's relatively new to Renew. We're delighted that he's on board, and especially delighted to have him working on Theology on Tap, Mr. Joe Arner. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Good. There's a radio voice. We have a job for you. It's either that or it's early in the morning.
It's great to be back in Chicago.
Wonderful. And folks, this morning, as we do once a month on this second Wednesday of each month, we're going to focus on young adult Catholics and some of the issues of life and faith and church that are really a part of their lives, and some of the ways that Kate and I have been blessed to be the Catholic Church's ministerial presence to them and to our parishes. And today, in order to do that, we're going to focus on something that many of you who listen on a regular basis hear, a program called Theology on Tap, which is here in Chicago, is a four-week speaker and conversation series for young adult Catholics. And it concludes this year on the first Sunday of August, as we do every year with Mass in Holy Name Cathedral, celebrated by Cardinal George. And afterwards, the Cardinal will invite everyone back to the grounds of his residence for a wonderful party, summer picnic, dancing on the blacktop after we've broken bread together and celebrated the Eucharist, after celebrating 4 weeks of connecting with our faith and with young adult people and their peers.
And that Mass is going to be held. I know everybody wants to put this on their calendars. Sunday, August 5th. Sunday, August 5th.
2007.
2007, yes. Begin at 3 o'clock with Mass and a great celebration.
And we're also happy to announce today that Bishop Peter Sartin, the relatively new bishop in Joliet, the Diocese of Joliet, just to the west of our diocese, will not only be co-presiding with Cardinal George, but Cardinal George has invited Bishop Sartin to preach that day to young adult people.
And, excellent.
And he, I believe, is accepting the invitation. So
we're looking forward to that.
Great. Yeah. And part of the reason that Margaret and Joe are with us today is that they are taking on a pretty awesome responsibility. Theology on Tap has become a program for young adult Catholics around the country. It has become finally a shingle that you can hang out. And you hang it outside of a Catholic church, and it says Theology on Tap. The word has gotten out that this is really a program for young adult Catholics in their 20s and 30s.
And we're really excited. Theology on Tap is happening in 46 different states right now. It's happening in 7 different countries right now, and it continues to spread.
And very Theology on Tap that. Was spoken about on Vatican Radio.
Yes, it was.
On the English version of Vatican Radio. So we're really pleased with that.
It's hosted in Rome itself, which I just think is fabulous. I'm so excited about
and
that.
And we had the privilege yesterday of sitting with Joe and Margaret, and we have a copy of a Theology on Tap program manual that is written in the Cantonese language coming from Taiwan and
there
Hong Kong. And it's amazing to see pictures of my boss, Kate DeVries, and underneath it all of these character symbols of the Chinese language. It's just wonderful.
And it is exciting that Theology on Tap, just because it is such a strong program of evangelization and catechesis, has really been picked up in so many areas as a way to communicate our church's faith and values and the vision of our Lord Jesus Christ to so many young adults around the country and around the world. It's just a great, great program.
And the reason that Joe and Margaret are here is that they work for a wonderful organization. It's called Renew International. And Renew International is it's a church renewal program, and we're going to get into that a little bit. But Renew works with so many dioceses within our country, so many of our bishops and pastoral staffs in parishes. And there's a good chance that many of you who are listening today have seen the word Renew in your parish or might have been a part of some of the Renew groups. We'll talk a little bit about that, but Kate and I approached Renew several years ago and spoke with Monsignor Thomas Kleisler, the founder of Renew, and asked if there's some way that they might be able to pick up the baton of Theology on Tap and do an effective job of communicating this program, organizing it, managing it, training its leaders across the country, because they really, Kate, have got the operation to do that.
Renew is known for doing small faith communities incredibly well. I'm just going to throw it over to Margaret, who can tell us much more about it than I can. Margaret, why don't you talk a little bit about Renew? Can you tell us just fundamentally what Renew is, and then we'll move forward.
Okay, as Father Cusick has said, Renew International is a spiritual renewal program for parishes. It has really gone all over the world in the past 25 years. It has a great start in the Archdiocese of Newark, and it really started with a dream of a local pastor there. And Monsignor Tom Kleisler, he had a dream of people in a parish coming together to talk about their faith, to talk about their life, and to go out and live that faith in daily life.
Exciting. That's exciting.
So these groups came together, and it spread from parish to parish. And soon people outside of the archdiocese were hearing about this, and they call him up, and he went to them and spread across the country.
So now tell us about that spread. Do you know how far, how many states that you're in? Are you around the entire United States?
I think we've been in most dioceses in the United States.
Okay.
And about 20 different countries.
There you go. And I believe that Sister Terry Ricard, who has now taken over the leadership of Renew from Monsignor Kleisler, presently is in South Africa. Am I correct?
That's correct.
And she's down there developing with the bishops of South Africa Renew International.
Well, we're talking to the bishops in South Africa about doing some work there.
Okay.
We've always had a mission to help the poor and to go out. And up till now, we've worked in Nigeria for probably about 20 years.
Wow.
Burundi, other places in Africa.
Now, if I remember correct, Monsignor Kleisler was working in a very poor parish in the inner city of Newark.
That's correct.
When he was able to begin fulfilling his dream to gather people in Jesus' name for prayer, for input, and the small faith groups that have spread the name of Renew around our country. Now, there's another program, Margaret, and what I'd like you to do is talk about this Why Catholic real quick. And then when we come back from a break in just a minute, I want to find out about you and Joe. I want to find out how can two young people with all the talent, skill, how do they wind up, you know, working for a church organization? And it gives us a good chance, Kate and I, to pick your brains a little bit about your peer group, because one of the things that always fascinates us is that young adults, we hear, and I think we believe it dearly, Kate, are very spiritually hungry, but sometimes just stay on the edge of the Catholic reservation a little bit. And so we're hoping that you can help us understand, for those who are listening to us today, how we can invite younger Catholics into fuller participation in our faith.
So did we want to go to break, Father Cusick, or do we want Margaret to answer the question?
Let's give Margaret the question.
All right.
And then
Margaret,
when we
tell
come
us
back,
about Why Catholic.
Okay. So Why Catholic is a faith-sharing program on the catechism. Mm-hmm. It takes the catechism in digestible hunks mm-hmm. and brings it to the people in a way that they can talk about in a living room and explore their faith in the context of the catechism. We have four faith-sharing books that are broken up into the four pillars of the catechism, so prayer, moral living, the sacraments, and the profession of faith. And we go into parishes, we train lay leaders to run the program, and they bring it to their people.
And that is so important, because a lot of today's young adults don't understand the basics of what it means to be Catholic and really are hungering for more of an understanding of our faith. Great. Well, now it's time for us to go to break. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to The Light Show on AM 820, and we will be right back.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Christians around the world celebrate the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity from January 18th through the 25th of each year. You are invited to join church leaders and laity at the 7th Annual Chicagoland Ecumenical Prayer Service, marking the 2007 Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. Leaders of 17 Christian churches of Chicago will be participating in the service, which will be held on Sunday, January 21st at 4 p.m., at 4th Presbyterian Church, 126 East Chestnut Street in Chicago. Please call the Office for Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs at 312-751-5325 for more information. That number again is 312-751-5325. And remember to pray each day for the Christian unity that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ desired.
And we're back with more of The Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, AM 820. This is Kate DeVries along with Father John Cusick and our special guests, Joe Arner and Margaret Ricard from Renew International. And we welcome your comments and calls. If you've been part of a Renew Faith Sharing group, or if you've attended Theology on Tap and just want to share a little bit about your experience, give us a call at 312-751-1979. 312-751-1979.
And Joe and Margaret, it's pretty clear sitting across the table from you this morning, using these older eyes, that you are certainly in your young adult years.
That's right.
And here you are working for the church.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, I'm curious, what's been your journey through life? You talked a little bit about being in Chicago before,
mm-hmm.
and I think now you and your bride are living in Manhattan.
That's right. That's
got to be an experience.
Yeah.
But Joe, how did you get from wherever life started you off to sitting across this table today, working for Theology on Tap with Renew International?
Well, I was raised in a Catholic family, and I grew up Catholic, but it wasn't really a conscious experience for me.
What part of the country are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay.
And my mother's from Long Island, and Long Island Catholicism is really where I learned a lot
sure.
in my younger years, but when I grew older, when I went to college, I really had this experience of just being around other people who were talking about Jesus more.
Right.
And it really made me take responsibility for my spirituality. And my Catholicism, and it reawakened something in me.
Sure.
I started to love the Mass a little bit more than I had before, and it helped me to develop a relationship with Jesus. So, after that, I was very much involved in social justice things when I was in college. So I joined AmeriCorps after college, and that's how I came to Chicago.
Okay, now AmeriCorps is what?
AmeriCorps is like the domestic peace corps. It's like there's programs that the program that I was with was AmeriCorps Project Yes, which is an education program, and it was a multi-site program, and we go into these community centers and schools and just troubleshoot whatever they needed help with, we'd help them out with.
What are the kind of things, Joe, that when you were living in Chicago with AmeriCorps that you found yourself involved in?
Let's see. I was working in a high school for a while. I was going to concerts. I'd love to go to concerts. That's when I learned about the Allergy on Tap was when I was first in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And I learned about what the Allergy on Tap was, and I would come down to see you guys actually at Old St. Pat's.
So. Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
So you checked us out from a distance.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, our office is located in the office building of Old St. Patrick's Church in Chicago.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Joe, what did you get your degree in? What did you study in college?
I studied in history in college.
Okay.
After Chicago, I went back and I went to a theological school in New York City for a couple of years, and I studied theology for a while.
You did?
Nice.
Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Now, I understand from looking at your third finger left hand that you're married.
Yes, I'm happily married.
Wonderful. And where did you meet your bride?
I met my wife actually the first day I was in undergraduate school.
Oh,
I was put into a room. My roommate went to high school with her, so she stopped by to say hello, and she said, "Hi, my name's Kate," and I said, "I'm Joe," and the rest is history. Well, we
Excellent.
Were friends for a long time.
Sure.
Good reason to go to school. You meet all sorts of great people. You never know what's going to happen.
She was really, she was integral in awakening something in me, spirituality in me, and a lot of my friends, just talking with friends and talking with my peers and about what's important to us, really awakened my Catholicism. And ever since then, I love being a part of the Mass. I love trying to work with parishes, and it's and this job right here that I've happened upon recently is just such a blessing, just to be able to continue to talk to other peers my age and say, yeah, this is important, this is a priority, spirituality and your Catholicism, this is something you can learn about and work with, and it can really develop in you and become something really special in your life.
So actually, you're talking about evangelization. And you said just the very casual encounters of meeting your wife, you know, and then conversations, and one thing leads to another, and now it's your full-time job.
Yeah,
so that's exciting.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's funny how it happens like that.
It is, you know, and here you are. Now, how did you wind up with Renew International? Here you are, get a background in history, you did some volunteer years.
I don't know. I was working at a magazine, America Magazine. I was interning there.
Okay, that's the National Jesuit Weekly.
That's right. That's
right.
And I just happened upon the ad there. And so I thought, wow, this looks like a great place. Faith sharing groups. I was always involved in faith sharing groups in college, and then afterwards in RCIA programs and things like that. And I wanted to be more a part of that and see where I could go with that. So I contacted them, and they called me back, and here I am.
The rest is history.
Yeah, that's right.
Living in Manhattan, talking in Chicago. I mean,
they do hire great people at Renew, I have to say.
That's
the
right.
People that we've met there are just fabulous.
Yeah, we've been very, very blessed.
Yes.
Okay, Margaret. Margaret Ricard.
Okay, my story.
Where are you from? You're an East Coaster, too?
I am an East Coaster. I grew up on Long Island. Mm-hmm. Very strong, Catholic, faith-filled family.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with parents who were very much in love with each other and who loved my sister and I. And that was always a great model of relationship and family.
Yeah.
I moved a lot as a kid. And went to, I think, 7 different schools in 8 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. And throughout that whole time, my mother would talk to me and say, you know, God is with us through this experience. And even though it's hard now, you know, it'll get better. And to pray. And, you know, you always have that, your faith, no matter where you go.
Sure.
Grounded.
Oh, yeah.
Grounded.
Bloom
where
you're planted is what she told me.
Sure. Okay. That's great.
So it started there. And when we moved to Rochester, New York, and the Archdiocese of Rochester has a fantastic youth ministry program. Mm.
Okay.
And by chance, I happened to be invited into the Diocesan Youth Committee.
Oh, wow. So working with teenagers.
That's right.
Okay.
So we planned big conferences and big youth rallies, and as a person who moved around a lot, I didn't get a lot of leadership opportunities. Mm. So here I was on stage and sharing my faith with my peers, and it was fabulous.
Oh, that's neat.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yeah. And I took that experience with me to college. I went to Boston College and studied marketing.
Jesuits got you there.
Oh, yes.
How about that? Okay.
Very much involved with campus ministry.
Wonderful.
And then I graduated, moved to New Jersey. Again, a new place, needed to find people, turned to the church. Yeah. I found Theology on Tap.
Wow.
And that's where I found my friends when I moved to New Jersey.
Sure. Now, the move to New Jersey, was that with your family or was that with your own career search?
Well, my family moved there when I was a junior in college, and I moved there to be with them after for a job in technology consulting at Accenture.
There's a young adult job if I ever heard one. I can't spell it.
There you go.
Technology consulting.
Oh, yes. Wonderful company. Was there for 3 years.
Right.
But at year two, I really felt that I was being called to something else.
Okay.
And I looked at the Peace Corps, and I looked at AmeriCorps, and I looked at JVC and Maryknoll and a lot of different things.
Sure.
And I came across Renew, and it just seemed right for me.
Sure.
You get to talk in front of people and form community. Doesn't get better.
Fit.
You know, and Margaret and Joe both, you know, Kate and I are so privileged, as you are, to live and work with young adults and to listen to this sometimes restlessness within, to do more with our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Margaret, you know, here you are saying, I looked into all of these volunteer programs, you know, and here you are, young, successful, making some cash. And as important as all of those are, you're not trashing them. You say, I'm looking for something more. And I've always thought that more in every one of us is the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think every one of us is filled with the Spirit of God. And part of the privilege that we have here in Chicago is sitting with young adult Catholics, Kate, isn't it? And just trying to listen to that more and inviting people to see where they could go with their lives, which is a part of what Theology on Tap attempts to do.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your story, Margaret and Joe. Those are very powerful.
And Margaret, when we come back from a break, we want to know what you've learned about the young adult world in working at Renew International.
So let's go to a break now. We'll be right back.
Coming soon to a Catholic high school near you, the 2007 annual high school placement tests.
Don't miss this opportunity to assure a bright future for your children. Catholic high schools enjoy a 96% attendance rate. Almost 100% of those high school students graduate.
And talk about your kid's ticket to college. An incredible 94% of Catholic high school graduates enroll in colleges and universities across the nation.
High school eligible students should head for the Catholic high school of their choice in Cook and Lake Counties this Saturday, January 13th at 8 a.m. Bring two number two pencils and a $25 check or money order made out to the high school.
For more information, call 312-751-5250 or visit www.archchicago.org and click on schools.
The future of our children starts now with a Catholic high school education.
On ABC 7 television this coming Sunday, four Catholic elementary schools receive national honors. The Posada celebration showcases the rich diversity of immigrants in this country. And a woman overcomes tremendous obstacles to become a pro-life speaker, singer, songwriter, and marathon runner. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, inviting you to watch Sanctuary this coming Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on ABC 7.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Kate DeVries, Father John Cusick, Margaret Ricard, and Joe Arner, both from Renew International. We're delighted to have you with us today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Margaret, you just shared a wonderful story of how transient young adults are. There are many, many people in their 20s and 30s that have had similar experiences of bouncing from place to place to place, and really you can't stay in any one place very long, and especially after you get your degree and relationships take you out of town, or family takes you out of town, or job situations take you out of town. There's a lot of movement going on, a lot of transience going on, and how comforting it is that no matter where you go, God is with us, God is there, church is there. There's no place on earth that the Catholic Church is not. And, you know, our faith can really, really bloom. And to meet people who share your faith and to be able to enter into a program like Theology on Tap where you can continue to connect with people your own age with similar values and similar needs and concerns and desires, that makes a huge difference. That's part of what church is all about. So,
now, Margaret, where did you discover Theology on Tap? You mentioned here you are, you relocate to New Jersey, and you've got a job with Accenture, which is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you wind up at a Theology on Tap evening. Where was that, and what was that all about?
That's right. It was at the Mason Jar in Mahwah, New Jersey.
Mahwah. Yeah, you have to be pleased to say that. Us Midwesterners can't shape our lips to say that one. Mahwah. I don't know.
And now, is that a restaurant / bar type of situation?
That is correct.
That is, okay,
with a big room.
To a parish. Okay.
That's 75 people.
Wonderful.
Right. Sponsored by Church of the Presentation. Very big
okay.
parish
all
out
right.
in Upper Saddle River.
That's okay. right. I was privileged to preach the parish mission there a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, wonderful.
It was great, and I was personally invited. I went to a mix and mingle after the 7 o'clock Sunday evening Mass.
Okay.
I was invited, and that's really where I made my first connections in New Jersey.
Okay, and terrific. That invitation is so important, so important.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here you are. You've been working at Renew International for a couple of years now, am I correct?
That's correct.
Now we're going to pick your brain, and we're going to pass that knowledge over to Joe, who's sort of the new kid on the block. And what are you learning, Margaret, as we've been able to work with you in moving Theology on Tap, at least the organization of it, nationally?
Mm-hmm.
And you've sort of been the go-to person to do that. What are the insights? What are you hearing? And I want to also hear about some of the technology things, like the website you've got coming
sure.
up and things, to give people a heads up, because I think there's some pretty exciting things you people are about that are on the horizon.
Right. I would say my first thing is young adult ministry is one of the most exciting things I've been a part of in my life, but also really one of the most challenging.
Yeah.
This is hard work that mm-hmm. we're doing. Mm-hmm. This population, as Kate said, is very transient, but they're passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this sense of spirituality that's within them and me and my friends, and that calls them to something more. And that's what Theology on Tap and small Christian communities and retreats hopefully tap into, that spirituality,
mm-hmm.
And bring them into a sense of home, into the Catholic community.
Mm-hmm.
Our objective really is not just to get people into parishes, but it's to get people to live their faith and to want to be part of a Eucharistic community.
And Joe, that's what you were, wasn't that you were talking about when you were in college? All of a sudden,
sure.
this stuff begins to be personally appropriate.
Yeah. You start to realize that spirituality and Catholicism and religion is an important thing, and you try and make it a priority,
Mm-hmm.
And it's about talking with other people, getting together with other people, and seeing that spirit in other people,
sure.
and it ignites something in you. It starts something in you, and you want to talk about it more. You want to learn about it more. And
mm-hmm.
I think what Renew is trying to do now is kind of make that available, make that space available for young adults everywhere.
Sure.
And come up with ways of making those networks possible.
And what makes me very happy is that here you've got this wonderful organization that is targeting through its workers and its assets and its theological wisdom on a specific part of our population,
mm-hmm.
young adults. So it's, though Renew International has done magnificent things for people across the age line and parishes,
mm-hmm.
What a blessing it is for me, who have been directing young adult ministry for so many years, to see this solid commitment
mm-hmm.
made by Renew International to take the fire of the faith, through Theology on Tap and really bring that to young adults across the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. Sociologists are telling us now that within our culture, among young adults, people in their 20s and 30s, there's somewhat of a split between religion and spirituality, mm-hmm. that many young adults say, you know, I'm very, very spiritual, but I'm not at all religious. And they may go on their nature walks, but they may not make it to church every Sunday. So there's a widening gap there. And things like programs like Renew International, programs like Theology on Tap, certainly small faith-sharing communities help to pull those two back together, that mm-hmm. we are God's people and we are nourished through the gifts of one another when we come together, and especially when we come to Mass, when we come to the table of the Lord. So mm-hmm. it helps to pull those two back together, religion and spirituality.
Now, Margaret, would I be correct if I asked you this question? I think I know the answer. Is Theology on Tap an environment when people come in, as you came in off the street, for people to come with their questions? My guess is, Joe, that there's a lot of younger people who have a lot of questions about things Catholic. And is it a sort of a safe environment? What I mean by safe is there a comfort level where they're not going to get trashed and they're not going to be told, you dummy, you should have learned that before you made your confirmation?
Yeah, I mean, it is a safe, completely safe environment. I mean, that's the kind of environment that you want to create in these Theology on Tap events, is that people can come with their questions and challenges and really explore this tradition that's so rich in questioning and truth, and it's really a safe place. Nobody's going to say that you shouldn't be asking questions.
And I think a lot of the beauty of Theology on Tap, as in the small faith-sharing groups, is that you enter into good, strong dialogue, mm-hmm. that there are opportunities to say what's in your heart, what's on your mind, right. and to really get some good feedback and enter into conversation about questions and mm-hmm. things that you're just, you know, there's not a lot of places to talk about your faith.
Right.
But events like Theology on Tap give mm-hmm. you that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the really great things about this connection between Theology on Tap and Renew Small Christian Communities, is that Renew is going out to the places in the United States to train people to do Theology on Tap, to train people to do Small Christian Communities, and to do it the best way that's possible, that's most conducive to this population, to bringing them in.
Yes.
That's great.
Okay.
Now, when we come back from a break, Margaret, you used the word technology earlier. Mm-hmm. That is such a young adult term. What we'd like to do is help our listeners and Kate and myself in giving us some of the technology about Theology on Tap and Renew International. So we're going to have to go to the world of websites and the Internet and see where people can connect with you eventually to learn about Theology on Tap across the country.
As winter sets in, Catholic Charities seeks help for the homeless. I'm Father Mike Boland, the administrator of Catholic Charities for the Archdiocese, and I invite you to join us in our efforts to clothe and feed the poor. Catholic Charities is in need of warm items in our clothing rooms. We are collecting coats, gloves, hats, blankets, and sleeping bags for the homeless. Donations can be dropped off at our emergency assistance office at 721 North LaSalle, or you can visit our website at www.catholiccharities.net. Help Catholic Charities provide a little warmth this winter.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to The Light Show. This is Father John Cusick, along with my colleague, Kate DeVries, in the Office of Young Adult Ministry. We are the Catholic Church's outreach in Chicago to women and men in their 20s and 30s. And we are delighted today to have with us Joe Arner, who, along with Margaret Ricard, who is on his right, directly across the council here from me, who not only represent Renew International, but they are working in the young adult component called Theology on Tap. And to learn a little bit more about young adult ministry here in Chicago, and we're going to hear a little bit, you need to do it with a lot of technology. And Kate, how about letting people know what our website is so that they or they could pass on to their young adult friends, sons, daughters, grandchildren, a way of staying connected to the work of young adult ministry here in the Archdiocese of Chicago?
Sure. We can be located at yamchicago.org, yamchicago.org, and that's really the best place to learn about upcoming happenings. We also have an email newsletter that we send out as soon as we have someone's email address, so we can keep people informed of things happening monthly.
And so if you log on to our website and you want to, you can navigate that, and you can add someone's email address, correct, Kate?
That is correct.
And then they will get our e-letter, which goes out monthly and sometimes a little bit more than that, informing people of a variety of things going on in the Chicago area for young adults.
They can also, anybody can jump onto our website and click on the radio show and hear this show at any time of the day or night. They can download it to their iPods and use it while they're exercising or on commuting, however, wherever
sure.
people are. Just
going out for a walk or a run, you
yes.
can download the Light Show, and you can go back the last year or so to different things that we have done about music, faith, spirituality, a variety of different things that might be of help to you today.
Sure.
Now, if you're not technologically driven, you can give our office a call.
Sure, 312-466-9473. And Socorro is in the office right now awaiting your phone call. 312-466-9473.
And by calling that number, you can give us a name, a regular U.S. mail address or email address of someone we can add to our mailing list. We keep a database of probably over 20,000 young adult Catholics, don't we, Kate?
It's,
am I correct?
28,000.
And
yes.
how many do we have that we send, we're privileged to send e-letters
to? We have about 5,000 current email addresses.
So about 5,000 people once a month have the privilege of opening their computer, and there's some stuff about young adult ministry here in Chicago, places where people worship, retreats, sometimes days of reflection, people looking for volunteers, people
right.
looking for a variety of help. So if you've got that restlessness within, as Margaret mentioned when she got out of college and took a job with Accenture, or Joe did when he went to work for AmeriCorps, and you're saying, you know, that doesn't sound like a bad idea, log on to our website and see if there might be something there. And also, Kate and I are always happy, as we do on a regular basis, to connect with people on the phone or set up a time to come in the office and chat about some ways that we might be able to tap that restlessness to do more with life. We hear a lot of people say, you know, Father, can you help me explore the not-for-profit world? You know, and is there a way that I might be able to be of better service, even for a couple of years of my life? So we'll do that.
Sure. And now, we haven't said yet, Renew International. Margaret, how could people reach you if they wanted to connect with Renew about Theology on Tap or small faith groups, small faith communities? How would they reach Renew?
Well, they can reach Renew at either by website. Mm-hmm. We will be in 3 months or so, theologyontap.com, or renewintl.org, or by phone, 908-769-5400, and you can reach Joe at extension 159.
That's right.
Give that phone number one more time, Margaret.
908-769-5400, extension 159.
Yes, and we'll put that on our website as well in case people don't have a pen or pencil handy.
And it's renewintl.org.
That is correct.
And that'll connect you to the Renew website, and then you can click on the young adult part of it, at least for temporary.
Correct.
Now, you mentioned in a couple months theologyontap.com. What do you folks, what are you prepared to launch That's a, there's a technological word.
Launch. We used to launch ships.
You know? That's right.
Kate, there give me go. An attaboy for that,
that
one.
Was good.
We're
going to
launch
good.
A website.
Father Cusick is on the cutting
edge,
everyone.
Oh, my
everyone.
God.
He's
you know, I'm telling you. Every I learn new words, and I learn how to use them. This is a wonderful thing.
Right.
What are you learning? What are you willing to, what are you ready to launch?
Yeah. Well, we're actually looking forward. One of the things that we're really looking forward to is being able to have all the Theology on Tap events being advertised on one site. This
around the country.
So there's one stop for young adults to go
there
to when they say, I want to go to Theology on Tap in my area. Where's the closest one? And they go to this site and they type
right
in their zip code and where they are, and then they find out where the closest one is. That's what we're really excited about.
And my guess is if you're traveling for Accenture and you wind up someday in San Jose, California,
exactly.
And you say, I wonder if there's anything going on for young adults, you can get to it.
Yeah. Yep.
That's right.
What a great service for Catholic young adults in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And Margaret, am I correct in saying from something you you shared with us earlier that not only will they learn about Theology on Tap, but you're hoping that young adult activities in a variety of parishes and dioceses will be there over and above what Theology on Tap can provide?
That's correct.
Terrific. And you thinking now 3 months?
3 months. April 1st.
April 1st.
We're hoping is the launch date.
The launch date.
So very exciting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And also to all the Theology on Taps around the country, not only will we publicize their events, they'll be able to put the events on the website themselves.
Wow.
And they'll be able to download materials to help them do Theology on Tap.
Terrific.
Great.
So
you're going
to work with the genius, the technological genius of this generation.
That's correct.
That's
terrific.
Right.
There you go. Well, I think it's time for us to go to another break. Thank you so much for listening. We will be right back.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Join me, Chuck Neff, and our panel of spiritual advisors for The Inner Life. Get reliable spiritual direction from highly experienced Catholic priests who are able to guide you through the complexity of issues confronting your personal relationship with God. The Inner Life, heard here on Relevant Radio every weekday.
That's The Inner Life with Chuck Neff, weekday afternoons at 1 on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Welcome back. This is The Light Show, the monthly opportunity that Kate DeVries on my left and myself, Father John Cusick, who direct the Catholic Church's outreach to young adults, have to share with you some goings-on, happenings, musings, thoughts about the Catholic Church, its relationship to young adults in their 20s and 30s, and young adults' relationship to the Catholic Church. The current issue of St. Anthony Messenger, which you can get online, as well as many of you perhaps receive a lot of Catholic journals in the mail. The lead and the cover story is on Theology on Tap, Quenching a Spiritual Thirst. And I was very privileged to be interviewed on a number of occasions by Chris Heffron, who is the journalist and the author of this article. And in here, one of the things that is sort of fascinating is that he really adds the reflections of three younger people, young adult people, who have sought out Theology on Tap, and Rachel Sackstetter, John Sparks, and Teresa Ruthman from different parts of the country who have been connected with this program called Theology on Tap. And this gives us an opportunity today to realize that there's just so many people, as Kate has mentioned earlier, who are searching and seeking for a sense of faith in life, and our job is to pass that on to them the best way we can here in Chicago. So with that being said, Kate...
Well, let's ask Joe, Father Cusick.
Okay.
Joe, you benefited from other people telling you, introducing you to people. What's your advice to young adults? We hear it all the time. You know, where do you go to meet people? Where can I go? You know, I'm looking for more. I'm tired of being at home. I just want to get out. I just want to connect. Maybe I'm looking for a good church. I haven't found a place where I feel welcome yet. What do you say to other young adults who are just searching?
Well, I think it starts a little bit earlier, actually. I think it took some time for me to make it a priority in my life. You know, I think the generation that I'm in is such a busy generation. We're so busy with everything, you know, and we're just trying to keep our head above water. Mm-hmm. So I read a piece of scripture that has stuck with me, and that's seek first the kingdom of God, and the rest will come to you. Don't worry,
okay.
You know, the rest will come to you. Seek first the kingdom of God. So that's always stuck with me, so I've tried to make it a priority. And when you start to make it a priority, something important in your life, then you go start to seek out your friends. Are they feeling the same kinds of things? Mm-hmm. Get a conversation going. Talk to people that you respect who are Catholics, who are going to church, who love to be a part of the church, love the community, and ask them, you know, why do you think it's important? Get those conversations going. That would be my advice.
Okay.
And then, you know, if there is a parish that's around, go and see what you think about the parish and go after that. You can also go online. You can go to sites like ours or
BustedHalo.com.
I mean, that's
great resources.
Yeah, great resources.
Yeah.
And just get this conversation going, you know,
okay.
And it'll start to ignite. Right. You'll see other people who are thinking the same types of things,
mm-hmm.
and it'll ignite something in you. And then it will become a priority for you. It will take on something more in your life. And you can see yourself changing and changing and changing.
Right. You know, you bring up a good point that we think it's something from the outside, where actually it's something from within,
mm-hmm.
that begins it. That evangelization, although we can certainly assist the process, it's really God's work. It's the work of the
mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit. It's something stirs within us and says, I need more. This, you know, my job just isn't enough. There's got to be more to this than what I've signed on for.
That's right.
So it starts within, but to assist friends and neighbors and coworkers and relatives, just trying to find good places of worship, find places where young adults are gathering. Margaret, any sense of your thoughts when people come to you and say, you know, I'm looking for something. I'm, you know, where can I go to get a little bit of spirituality? I mean, where can I go to be fed?
I think Joe had some great suggestions.
Okay.
Beyond that, you know, local retreats, young adult retreats.
Yeah.
In the Archdiocese of Chicago, they have Caris,
mm-hmm.
which is just fantastic. Lots of people in their 20s and 30s coming together to share faith.
Caris is the Jesuit outreach to young adults here in Chicago. We're delighted Janine Francis and Father Michael Sparrow lead that outreach, and they do marvelous mm-hmm. retreats and other opportunities of spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a retreat was really integral in my faith journey, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just suggested, came up to me. It was this one-sentence thing. It was, hey, I think you'd be great for this retreat down in Virginia. You should just go on it. And it just sparked something in me. I wasn't too involved. And I went, and it changed everything. It changed my life. It changed my vision. It changed the way I saw things. Sometimes that change can be hard to accept and go through. But it was great. It was great for me. And it helped me to find this position that I'm in now. And it's not, I still have the longing. I still have the restlessness. But I think I have a companion along the way too, and that's the church, that's Jesus,
mm-hmm.
that's this great tradition that we have.
What do you say to somebody your age that's out there that I'll be blunt? They'll say, you know, church means nothing to me. It's just not cool. How do you respond to that?
That's a really hard question.
Mm-hmm.
I probably ask them, you know, where does your value come from?
Okay.
You know, what drives you? What are the things that keep you going every day?
Mm-hmm.
And from those questions, sometimes it allows them to look a little deeper
mm-hmm.
and say, you know, where do I come from and why is this important? I have a housemate who is Chinese, and so thus an atheist. But she's comes from a community that where communism is really failing and falling, maybe not failing, but changing. Mm-hmm. The search for values is just incredible in this community.
Wow.
And to have a conversation with her to find what she's really seeking is God. Mm-hmm. It's just an incredible experience.
One of the great images that I take from the Gospels mm-hmm. is Jesus is leaving Jericho, and he's on his way to Jerusalem. And it says that there's a blind beggar by the side of the road. And Jesus stops and says, "What can I do for you?" And I think the response is the value question. "Master, I want to see." And I think we all know that in reading Scripture, we read it on two levels simultaneously, on the physical level, but on the spiritual level. I want to see. And I think to be able to say, "I want to see," means you have to rise sometimes above a peer group, mm-hmm. to rise above a social pressure which says, We don't do that. You want to know who the we is. But I think if you're onto something, if you stay in touch and you say, "Where do you get your values?" Mm-hmm. I think the fundamental thing is what Joe responded to going on a retreat. "Hey, I want to see."
Mm-hmm.
"I don't want all the answers, but I want, Master, I want to see."
I think there's so much struggle with love, too. I mean, everybody struggles with love and what love means and what love is and how it works in this world and in our lives. And how I would respond is this community, being a part of a strong parish and talking with my peers about what God is and what Jesus means to me, helps me to understand that basic question of what love is and how love acts in the world, you know.
Yes.
And that's how I really would respond, you know.
And church can help us on all of those levels,
yeah.
on the faith questions, on relationship issues, and mm-hmm. on becoming closer to the source of life. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Last night, Kate, I ran into a woman who we were just talking in a restaurant, and she's the mother of three young adult daughters. And part of the sadness is that none of her kids go to church.
Mm.
And my guess is that it's just a social pressure thing right now for a lot of people. It's just not cool. And I think somewhere along the line, how do we do what Margaret is saying? And this is, I think, for those of you listening who have children in this age group, from where do you get your values? And then number two, how do you keep that value alive? How do you keep that dream alive so that Accenture doesn't own you?
Mm.
So that you're just not the working person and you get burned out and say, "What of me is Christ-like?"
And we're going to go to our final break. We thank everyone for listening, and we will be right back in a couple of minutes.
From the moment you see the dramatic cover photo of an angel atop a church watching over the city of Chicago, you know you're about to enjoy a very special book. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith, is a treasure chest of photographs, paintings, and historic perspective. Every church in the Archdiocese of Chicago is featured. The book provides readers with insight into our Catholic heritage, ministry, evolution, and challenges. A Journey of Faith makes a great gift with more than 340 pages of photos and history printed on gloss paper, hardcover, color throughout. It is available at many parishes, or you can call Liturgy Training Publications at 1-800-933-1800 or order online at ltp.org. So call 1-800-933-1800 or go to ltp.org. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith. Display it proudly in your home.
Coming soon to a Catholic high school near you, the 2007 annual high school placement tests.
Don't miss this opportunity to assure a bright future for your children. Catholic high schools enjoy a 96% attendance rate. Almost 100% of those high school students graduate.
And talk about your kid's ticket to college. An incredible 94% of Catholic high school graduates enroll in colleges and universities across the nation.
High school eligible students should head for the Catholic high school of their choice in Cook and Lake County this Saturday, January 13th at 8 a.m. Bring two number two pencils and a $25 check or money order made out to the high school.
For more information, call 312-751-5250 or visit www.archchicago.org and click on schools.
The future of our children starts now with a Catholic high school education.
And we are back with more of The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Kate DeVries from the Young Adult Ministry Office, Margaret Ricard, and Joe Arner from Renew International. And we thank you so much for being with us. We'd like to give you now just a little bit of information on upcoming happenings. Through the Archdiocese of Chicago, we always host the first Sunday of every month Mass for Young Adults with a little reception afterward at Old St. Patrick's Church. We also host this radio show the second Wednesday of every month from 9 to 10 a.m. On Tuesday, January 16th, we will have the Yacht Club meeting in Chicago. Yacht stands for Young Adult Catholics Hanging Together, a great opportunity for people to come together, enjoy a wonderful presentation, and then do some faith sharing around the topic. On the 16th, the Yacht Club Chicago is going to talk about New Year and new service opportunities. On Thursday, January 18th, in the Northwest Suburbs, the Yacht Club is going to talk about New Year's resolutions and healthy living. Sarah Jarzembowski is our speaker for that one. We have on Tuesday, February 6th, the Yacht Club in the Western Suburbs will present Friar John Paul Caffiero, who's going to talk about where do you go for peace. We also have a winter getaway excursion and ski trip being planned in the Northwest Suburbs. There are details about that on our website. That's January 26th to the 28th, so some social opportunities creep in there. We also have a Yacht Club in the Lamont area that's taking a break in January. They'll be back in February. And something else is coming up, our Focus Conference on Saturday, April 28th. Hold that date. We're going to have hundreds of people coming together at Loyola's Lakeshore campus for a day packed with a keynote talk, workshops, two rounds of workshops, mass dinner, and a party. So a full day of great things happening. Margaret, you want to share a little bit about Renew and what's coming up, whatever people might be interested about?
Joe and I are part of the Renew Young Adult Initiatives team. We are going out around the United States and internationally, hopefully eventually, with trying to meet young adults at all stages of the life cycle, between campus with our Campus Renew program. We're actually here locally in Chicago at St. Xavier and Northwestern, as well as our Young Adult Theology on Tap program that follows with small communities and working with parishes to help become more young adult responsive. We're currently working in the Archdiocese of Newark, the Diocese of Metuchen, the Diocese of San Jose, and Charlotte. So we're really excited and really a great time for Renew International.
So if people are working in a leadership capacity and want to get more connected to Renew, they can call you, especially the small faith groups. And we just want to clarify, here in Chicago, you can still contact the Young Adult Ministry Office about Theology on Tap. But beyond the Chicago area, if you've got young adult friends, daughters, sons and daughters, grandchildren somewhere else in the country, Renew International can help you start a conversation about Theology on Tap in their area.
And to stay connected to Young Adult Ministry here in Chicago, our website is yamchicago.org, yamchicago.org. You can see a variety of things that are going on, things of interest, articles and different things that we've written over the years in terms of personal spirituality.
And Margaret, do you want to say again how people can contact Renew?
Please, you can give us a call at 908-769-5400, extension 159, or again our website at www.renewintl.org.
Great, thank you.
And here in Chicago, Margaret and Joe, Theology on Tap is coming to a church around us. It begins the week of July 8th. It continues the week of July 15th, July 22nd. The fourth week is the week of July 29th. And we're going to break bread with the Cardinal on Sunday, August 5th, 3 o'clock, Holy Name Cathedral. Blessings on this new year to all of you, to your families, friends, and may God help us do great things in the Lord's name.
Amen.
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 This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.